Hello, I'm R.L. Stine. Our classic Goosebumps story is called Vampire Breath. Tough. That's Freddy Martinez and his friend Kara. They're not afraid of anything. But that was before they went exploring in Freddy's basement. Before they found the secret room. Before they found the bottle of vampire breath. Poor Freddy and Kara. They should never have opened that bottle of vampire breath. Because now there's a vampire in Freddy's basement. And he's very, very thirsty. Listener beware, you're in for a scare.
Scholastic Audio presents Vampire Breath, a Goosebumps classic story by R.L. Stine, read by Vikas Adam. Chapter 1. When a werewolf creeps up behind you at night, he steps so silently you can't hear a thing. You don't know the werewolf is there until you feel his hot, sour breath on the back of your neck. I leaned over and blew a big blast of hot air onto the back of Tyler Brown's neck. The kid's eyes bulged out and he made a sick, choking sound. I love babysitting for Tyler. He scares so easily.